Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com.
From KQED.
Mic check, check one, check two. Are we here? All right, we're here right now-ish.
Hey, what's up, y'all? You're tuning to Right Now-ish. I'm your host, Pendarvis Harshaw. Today, we're checking in with a former student of mine who's now seeing success as a rapper, but he had a hell of a time getting there. I first met him 10 years ago while I was teaching a pilot class at Oakland Tech under the school district's African American Male Achievement Department. Multiple times each week, I'd meet with about 20 ninth graders to have critical discussions about current events and the concept of brotherhood. One of those students was Capolo.
All right, so look, I wanted to start the interview off with this video I found. Here we go. This is the one.
In the video we're watching, it's of my class, and I'm looking at the fashion and the hairstyles from the spring of 2011. Hey, it's comedy. And Capolo, he's in the front row.
And that's crazy. Who's little bro with the high top?
Who is little bro with the high top?
That's hella funny, bro. He's really young, couldn't dress.
Since then, Capolo has seen life's ups and downs. And right now, I'd say he's pretty up, with a successful rap career, where he's headlining shows all around the Bay Area, making fun music videos that are spreading online. Plus, he's worked with the likes of E-40, All Black, Neff the Pharaoh, and made a full album with Kamaya.
I was lost in this game till I found a way to eat. Too stuck in my ways, knee deep in these streets. Can't nobody feel this pain. I was broke on my knees. They took snooze away. You think I'm letting
me? A lot can change in a decade. We check in with Capolo about what's fueled his career and put him in a position he never imagined he'd be in.
Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com.
14 years old, you fresh face, high top fade, and now you fully tatted, swole, got locks. Like, a lot's changed. You know what I'm saying? Like, what has happened since then?
Man, I ain't gonna lie, life, for real. I'm gonna tell you, like, I was skipping school and shit like that. You feel me? So, got my credits back, graduated on time, and got accepted into Humboldt State University. But before I even started going to Humboldt State, I had caught a gun case. So I had to serve me a little bit of jail time and that for that little gun charge I had. After that, they put me on fire, felony probation. So shit, I wasn't even in school no more. Like, I couldn't even get back accepted into it. I just kept getting into, you know, other miscellaneous shit, like, that's going to give me some money. And I kept going back to jail, kept going back to jail. Then I got my baby mom pregnant again with my daughter. I said, now I probably won't be able to see my daughter being born. I said, man, what am I doing? Like, I just sat down, read Proverbs, read the book of Proverbs, exercising. I just start trying to live right, like, while I'm in there.
The writing, the actual writing of music, was that something you were already doing, or did you pick that up during the incarceration stints?
I've been writing music since 12 or something like that. Like, I've self-taught myself how to write, just watching Bebe Kids.
What? The rap scenes in Bebe Kids?
I'll all provide for the flavor you're lacking, but if it stop my flow, start straight jacking.
These kids, like, really talking that shit. Like, no, I need to learn how to rap like them. Like, let me figure out a rap for my shit. I didn't really take it serious until I got out of jail in 2017. I was like, man, let me really just invest in myself and take this shit serious. Like, no matter how long it take, like, I know it's gonna come.
You know, I knew you as a 14-year-old, and I could see the charisma. You know, and I could see that, like, you were an entertainer. You were a dancer. You know. So yeah, the transition definitely makes sense to me, man. I was trying to talk to a friend about the style of music you make, and it's like anthem music, you know, like,
right,
real catchy, real stuff. You could see people chanting at a performance or something like that.
Exactly, on everything.
How do you know when you've come up with the words to an anthem?
To be honest, bro, not even to sound cocky or anything, but that should be just coming so easy to me.
Just got to the left, okay, to the right. All right, we live, we vibe, good
But I ain't gonna lie, some females be like, you know how to talk. Like, you must be a pimp. Like, I just know how to, what words to use.
That Oakland lingo, you know, like the linguistics.
Oh, mama. This real ism in the bay. Y'all seen it if you ain't trying.
But all right, but it's not all, you know, pimping whole culture in your music, man. You got some music that's like inspirational. I'm thinking about the track Dreaming.
Can't believe I made it on my mama couch, yeah. Can't believe I'm paying on my mama house, yeah. Believe in God without that faith, I would be down. Can't believe I made it.
And I wanted to ask you about Right My Wrong.
So excuse me if I don't give my all. Cause some days and sometimes I still feel all alone.
That's a heavy one.
Definitely.
What was the process like in writing that song?
Because, you know, I barely make deep songs, but the beat took me away and it had just me just deep thinking. So I was really making a song about my brother, how he lost his mom and shit like that, you feel me?
I look my brother in his eyes, can't believe your mama died. I felt that pain and aggression that he held up inside.
And also talking about my other brother, Fee, how he lost his mama. And he got killed right after he lost his mama.
He can't sleep, he up at night. He on his knees questioning God why she had to die.
A lot of pain just being wrote in that song for everybody to feel like what they went through and what the outside was looking at going through.
That's heavy, man. And that's the ability to go back and forth.
It would just be like just a different vibe where motherfuckers really just sit down and listen to what I'm saying and be like, damn, I ain't know this joyful, good feeling songwriting nigga was going through all this shit or feeling all this shit.
But you human though, man. You human. You a black man in America, like, and you're using your art to express yourself.
For sure. You know, motherfucker be forgetting that, though.
Gotta remind y'all.
Yeah, gotta remind them.
You're known for your ad-lib. Yeah, that AA, where does it come from?
4 years ago, it was a Bay Area thing where motherfuckers would, like, leave, like, some, like, beat breathing, you feel me? So when I say a bar, they let the beat breathe and then say another bar. But some people ain't really like letting the beat breathe out here. So they say, hey. I was high one day, and I'm like, man, I'm finna say that same shit, but I'm just finna say it twice. And I had to make a song like that, too, ever since. It's like, oh, I like your ad-lib, that AA. When they told me that, shit, I made a song like that, like the drip song. Like, I didn't know your name, so I yell, hey, hey.
This way, I didn't know your name, so I yell, hey, hey. You good enough to dinner.
And that took off. It was like, oh, yeah, this the one.
Now it's catchy, and then the video you got Lou do too much at the start of it.
You thugging, but you looking like a motherfucking McMuffin. Oh, what's happening? Hey, hey.
I had to call and be like, man, bro, I need you to be in the intro of this motherfucker. I like your energy and your vibe. I know you're gonna make this motherfucker funny. He was with it. He didn't charge me or nothing. It was all love.
That's dope. That's community coming together.
Hell yeah.
All right, your bread and butter is for sure that feel-good music. And so I'm wondering how your sound might be changing now that you're recording music in Atlanta.
And it's just a different vibe. Like, in the Bay, I'm gonna make some, you know, Bay Area type music. Like, motherfuckers don't want to feel like shaking their dreads. But out there, you know, when I've been making music out there and what I've been coming across, like, I ain't gonna lie, like it's just a different feel. But we both high energy, you know what I'm saying? And we need to, you know, work together and do some Too Short Lil Jon shit again, you feel me?
Right, right, yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking. I was like, you go down there and I'm sure that you're gonna see those commonalities and there's a way for everybody to eat, you know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, it's definitely a way for everybody to eat out there. It's for sure money out there.
Think about that clip I showed you at the start, you know, going from that teenager to your battles with the legal system to now a successful rap career where you on the cusp performing at Rolling Loud. How does it feel to go over that trajectory to accomplish all that you have?
Man, it's a blessing, to be honest. I mean, I really never thought I'd get to where I'm at right now. Just from, like, you know, my past and how I was living and just hearing a story about how the Bay is feeling and it's hard to make it out this motherfucker. And for me to be, like, you know, one out of a million, you know, to make it out this thing and actually to be, you know, a spokesman for the Bay, you know, I'm proud and I'm blessed.
Congratulations, man. And as your former teacher, no, I'm just hella proud of you, man.
One last thing. Hey, hey!
Yeah. Yeah. Appreciate it, man. Thank you. Thank you. Big thank you to Capolo for making this happen. Good luck on all the upcoming shows, including Rolling Loud. That's big. For all of you out there listening, Capolo is constantly releasing music. You can find it on just about any music platform. And if you're into social media, you can find him at Capolo304. That's spelled C-A-P-O-L-O-W, the numbers 304. The producers of this episode are Marisol Medina Cadena and Gary Baca. Our editors this week are Jessica Platchett, Kiana Mogadam, and Molly Solomon. Our engineer is Seal Muller. Ashley Ng and Sarah Pineda make up the engagement team. I'm your host, Pendarvis Harshaw. Until next time, y'all stay solid. Peace. Right Now Ish is a KQED production.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. Come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.